It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. House Democrats yesterday elected their leaders for the congressional session that begins in January. Nancy Pelosi will be the first woman to be speaker. Her longtime rival, Steny Hoyer of Maryland, will be her number two as majority leader. Today, House Republicans choose, and they have two potentially close races to resolve. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Talk about retail politics. On Wednesday afternoon, House Republican Whip Roy Blunt was having a late lunch and rounding up votes on his cell phone. Not in some fancy restaurant downtown or even in the nicely appointed members' dining room. No, Blunt was sitting in the Capitol's basement carryout, eating a sandwich out of a plastic box. And the votes he was rounding up weren't for a bill, but for himself. Blunt, who failed in an effort to move up the ranks to majority leader just last February when Tom DeLay was forced to step down, is now fighting to keep his number two job. Blunt's being challenged for the majority whip job, the party's chief vote counter, by John Shattuck of Arizona. Shattuck, a member of the party's ideological conservative wing, says with Republicans in the minority, a different kind of leader's in order, one who can do more than just round up votes.
The job of majority whip is very different than the job of minority whip. The last minority whip for the Republicans was an idea guy. He was a policy wonk, somebody who generated ideas and generated policies and was very articulate and talked a little fast like me, by the name of Newt Gingrich.
Whether or not Shattuck unseats Blunt, there will be change at the top of the House Republican ranks. House Speaker Dennis Hastert has already announced he'll step down from the leadership and has been almost invisible in all this week's politicking. Hastert's decision is probably an accurate reading of the handwriting on the wall because a lot of Republicans seem to echo the feelings of members like Georgia Republican Phil Gingrey, who said his voters sent a pretty clear message last week.
They're looking for us in these leadership races to make some changes. And I think we need to be very careful not to just say the easy thing to do is to go with the status quo because they have the staff and they have the mechanism in place and all of that. I'm willing to take a chance on some new faces.
What's unclear is whether that will affect the current Republican majority leader, John Boehner of Ohio. Boehner was a member of the leadership in the mid-1990s, then lost his slot in 1998. He gained his current post by defeating Blunt and Shattuck in the race to replace DeLay last February. Fellow Ohio Republican Ralph Regulus says Boehner is too new to the leadership to be blamed for its failings.
I think Mr. Boehner would be considered a fresh start because he's only had a very short time of being majority leader.
Boehner, a traditional conservative who's a close ally of the business community, is being challenged by Indiana's Mike Pence, a social and fiscal conservative. But what really seems to worry Republicans like Wisconsin's Paul Ryan is not who leads the party, but what the party learns from this defeat.
I think Republicans lost the election because we deviated from our core principles, on spending, on corruption. We didn't push the corrupt members out fast enough. And that's the lesson that needs to be learned by our caucus, and I think that that's the lesson that will be reflected in our leadership elections.
Boehner is considered likely to prevail in his race, with Shattuck appearing to gain momentum for whip as the vote nears. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.